Hi guys, I want to say hello. I'm back. I haven't gone anywhere. Life got in the way, but I am back on track with my recording. Still doing more research on dairy and the necessity for it. Still not satisfied with what I found, so I'm still looking for more information on that. But anyway, tonight we're going to talk about gluten. When I first heard of gluten allergies and gluten intolerances, I was like, what is that? I never heard of it. And basically, it was explained to me, it's the stuff that's in wheat, okay? So, you can't eat bread, you can't eat cereal, you can't eat pasta, no pancakes, no french fries. The things that make life a little easier, you can't have those. Well, gluten, in lay terms, is basically the stuff that's found in wheat products that helps it, food keeps its shape. Or it's like the stuff that helps keep wheat and all that together. It's like a glue, but it's mostly, you know, like I said, in flour and in wheat products. But yeah, according to this Better Nutrition magazine little insert, pretty much it says gluten is the name for the proteins found mainly in wheat. It is found in the endosperm, a tissue produced in seeds that surrounds the embryo, and is most commonly used when ground up for flour. Gluten can be found in many foods that utilize flour and wheat products. In nature, it is the glue that allows certain foods to maintain their shape and consistency. So, what does this say here? I think it said something about, gluten. Most glutens, I think, is in beans or certain grains of vegetables like broccoli, cabbage. Oh, that's another thing. But anyway, pretty much it's the gluten is the stuff that gives certain foods its shape and its consistency. A lot of the trouble that people run into with gluten, like any other food intolerance, is that they don't have the right enzymes to digest it properly, to break it down. So, like I said before, if you get a little gassy or whatever after you enjoy a nice dish at Olive Garden, or you mow down a foot long and you wonder why you feel terrible and, you know, you can't digest it, you just probably, you don't have the proper enzymes to digest food like you should. Now, for those of you who feel like hell after you eat gluten, you may have what they call celiac disease. It's an autoimmune reaction which gluten causes actual harm to the body when ingested. If you have celiac or think you may or whatever, you should totally avoid gluten altogether. You also have to watch where you eat out at, because a lot of times, even though restaurants, and I'll say this, many vegan restaurants, you know, they have a healthy menu, everything's cooked and fresh, no chemicals or artificial flavors or anything like that. But a lot of plant-based food contains gluten, which helps it keep its shape and consistency. And people with celiac disease either have to do what they call the paleo diet, which is you eat mostly meat, very little carbs, or they just have to avoid it. You know, or gluten intolerance, I say they do the paleo diet where you really don't eat carbs, or they, you know, like I said, you got to avoid it altogether. And you have to watch cross contamination. Like I said, a lot of vegan foods contain a lot of gluten, so they can have the same shape and consistency similar to meat. So you have to be very careful. And a lot of them that I've been to are good about notating on their menu that even though we are vegan and we cook plant-based, there is cross-contamination involved with gluten. So if you have gluten issues or you've been hospitalized after eating a sandwich or whatever, You really need to watch menus, ask about, don't be afraid to ask about cross-contamination. Because, you know, that's serious stuff. You know, it can kill you. But yeah, so not much to understanding, you know, these food intolerance, understanding them is, you know, real simple. And it just basically breaks down to the fact that some of us just don't have the enzymes that to tolerate certain foods, you know. So I'm gonna do more research on what sparks that, where did that come from, because we should naturally be able to break down this stuff with no problem. So, you know, where did all this come from, you know, what's the cause of all this? Is it genetics? Is it because our earth is under so much stress from industrialization, from pollution, greenhouse gas effect? You know, is it because we're mass producing things and not cooking things from scratch? And this includes restaurants too, because a lot of those restaurants order some of their big items from mass produced things, places that mass produce food. So, you know, what's that all about? You know, is convenience killing us? Well, there's no question about that. In most cases, it is. But yeah, if you got a gluten intolerance, get you some enzymes, digestive enzymes, so, you know, your stomach won't be so troubled after enjoying a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But if you experience more serious effects, talk to your doctor, explain your symptoms. You may have celiac disease. That's spelled C-E-L-I-A-C. Celiac disease, which is just, it's an autoimmune reaction. So it's, gluten can really cause you harm, and you have to stay away from it. So, tomorrow's a holiday. So happy 4th of July, everybody. But on Thursday, I will have all my dairy research together, to see, you know, do we really need dairy? Why do we keep giving it to our children? Why do pediatricians prescribe it? If you're in the medical field and have some insight on this, either side, please, 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 please let me know. And also, if you have questions about my nutrition, things I eat and don't eat to maintain my health, things my kids eat and don't eat to maintain their health, please send me a message. You can email me at deltagirl333@gmail.com. You can DM me on Instagram at coach_Bree_Harris. DM me on Twitter at Bree Harris, or send me a message on Facebook, Breanne Harris. I'm pretty easy to find. I use my real name. None of these made up crazy Facebook usernames where you can't find anybody unless they tell you who they are. So, but you guys enjoy your long, long, long holiday weekend, or most of you holiday week. And we'll see you guys on Thursday. And we're talking about dairy and possibly meat. Do we need to eat meat? Are human teeth, are they built for tearing apart steaks and meat burgers and beef stews and all that stuff? So it's pretty interesting stuff. All right, you guys have a good night, and I will see you on Thursday.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.